One day, after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat demanded an end to attacks on Israelis, Israel Today briefly detained the top Palestine Liberation Organization official in Jerusalem. A police spokesman said the official had violated an order not to hold a reception for foreign diplomats in disputed East Jerusalem. In the latest violence, Israeli troops killed a member of the Islamist militant group Hamas during a raid in the West Bank city of Hebron. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Sari Nusseibeh, known for his moderate political views, was detained for questioning along with four other people after he ignored an Israeli order not to hold a reception in East Jerusalem to mark the holiday celebrating the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. The mild-mannered former university president was recently appointed as the Palestinians' chief representative in Jerusalem. Palestinians said they saw it as a humiliation and is yet more proof that Israel does not want peace. Yesterday, Yasser Arafat made a dramatic speech broadcast live on Palestinian radio and television calling for an end to all attacks, including suicide bombings and mortar shelling. It was Arafat's most unambiguous call for an end to the violence, and it is believed to be the first time Arafat used the word terrorism to describe such attacks. Israel has long been demanding that Arafat make such an unequivocal call in Arabic. Arafat spoke seated in front of a picture of the Dome of the Rock Mosque in Jerusalem. His speech was translated for foreign television networks like BBC and CNN, which also broadcast it live.
I will call again to have a stop on any operations, suicide operations. And we will, all these people, we will catch them. And we will stop it.
Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon did not comment on the speech, but Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said words are not enough.
We have to watch. I mean, we cannot judge by words or by speeches. We have to try to follow the coming few days. And the only way to judge is on the record, not a way, to see what's being done, not only what's being said. I hope he will do it.
It, says Peres, means a real crackdown on militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and even those connected with Arafat's own Fatah movement like the Tanzim. Over the weekend, the Palestinian Authority closed down 24 offices connected with Islamist movements. But just hours after Arafat's speech, a mortar was fired at a Jewish settlement in Gaza, and the Israeli army said Palestinians shot at soldiers in two places on the West Bank. Despite these incidents, Israeli officials said yesterday was one of the quietest days in the past 15 months of Israeli-Palestinian fighting. Danny Rubenstein, a columnist for the Haaretz newspaper who's covered Arafat for decades, says the Palestinian leader was responding to heavy international pressure. But Rubenstein says it would be almost impossible for Arafat to arrest the key militants on Israel's most wanted list.
He's stuck between a rock and a hard place. If he'll get tough with the Palestinians, he will face a civil war, and that's the real fear that he faced. If the alternative is to fight the Israelis or to fight his own people, he'll fight the Israelis or he'll fight the entire world, but not his people.
And yet many on both sides say that after 15 months, both Israelis and Palestinians have had enough of violence. Again, Foreign Minister Shimon Peres.
We cannot meet the present situation just by military might. It's a terrible mistake. We have the right to use military measures for self-defense. I do still hope that there will be a renewal of the political effort.
That's what U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni hoped to accomplish. But 3 weeks after his arrival and after the deaths of dozens of Israelis and Palestinians, Zinni was called home officially for consultations. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.